You will make that choice, even as you have always done. For in each moment of now, have you made your decision and announced it in action. At the beginning, your thoughts are mine, and mine are yours. For at the beginning, it can be no other way. There is only one source of that which is, and the one source is that which is. All things emanate from that source, then permeate the isness all over, and reveal themselves as individuations of the whole. The individual interpretations of the one message produce the miracle of oneness in many forms. This oneness in many forms is what you call life. Life is God interpreted, that is, translated into many forms. The first level of translation is from the unified non-physical to the individuated non-physical. The second level of translation is from the individuated non-physical to the individuated physical. The third level of translation is from the individuated physical into the unified physical. The fourth level of translation is from the unified physical into the unified non-physical. Then the cycle of life is complete. The continuing process of the translation of God produces endless variety within God's unity. This variety of the unity is what I have called individuation. It is the individual expression of that which is not separate, but which can be individually expressed.
The purpose of individual expression is for me to experience myself as the whole, through the experiencing of my parts. And while the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, I can only experience this by knowing the sum. And that is who you are. You are the sum of God. The S-U-M, sum of God. I have told you this many times, and many of you have heard this as the Son of God. That too is correct.
You are the sons
and daughters of God.
Yet it does not matter what labels or names you use. It all adds up to the same thing. You are the sum of God. So too is everything around you, everything that you see and do not see, all that is, all that ever was, and all that ever will be, is me. And all that I am now. I am that I am. As I have told you many times, there is nothing that I have ever been that I have ceased to be, and there is nothing that I will ever be that I am not now. I cannot become anything that I now am not. Nor can I fail to be anything that I once was. This is as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am coming to you now, in this day and time, as you begin another millennium, so that you may start a new 1,000 years in a new way, knowing me at last, choosing me first, and being me always. All ways. There is no mistake in this timing. I began these revelations early in the last decade, continued my conversations with you throughout the last years of the century, and in the final moments of the last millennium, reminded you how you may have a friendship with me. Now, in the first year of the new millennium, I speak to you with one voice, that we may experience communion. Should you choose this experience of communion with God, you will finally know peace, and joy unbounded, and love fully expressed, and full freedom. Should you choose this truth, you will change your world. Should you choose this reality, you will create it, and at last fully experience who you really are. It will be the hardest thing you have ever done, and the easiest thing you will ever do. It will be the hardest thing you have ever done, because you will have to deny who you think you are, and stop denying me. It will be the easiest thing you will ever do, because there will be nothing that you have to do. All you have to do is be. And all you have to be is me. Even this will not be an act of will, but a simple acknowledgement. It will not require an action, only an admission. I have been seeking this admission forever. When you grant me admission, you let me into your life. You admit that you and I are one. This is your ticket to heaven. It says, admit one. When I gain entrance into your heart,
you gain entrance into heaven, and your heaven can be on earth. Everything can truly be on earth as it is in heaven, when the time of separation is over and the time of unification is at hand. Unification with me, and unification with all others, and with every living thing. This is what I have come to tell you once more through the messengers of today. You will know them as my messengers because they will all be bringing the same message. We are all one. This is the only message that matters. It is the only message there is. Everything else in life is a reflection of this message. Everything else sends it. The fact that you have so far failed to receive it, you have heard it often, but you have failed to receive it, is what has caused every misery, every sorrow, every conflict, every heartache in your experience. It has caused every murder, every war, every rape and robbery, every assault and attack, mental, verbal, and physical. It has caused every illness and dis-ease and every encounter with what you call death. The idea that we are not one is an illusion. Most people believe in God. They just don't believe in a God who believes in them. God does believe in them, and God loves them more than most of them know. The idea that God turned stone silent and stopped talking to the human race a long time ago is false. The idea that God is angry with the human race and kicked it out of paradise is false. The idea that God has set himself up as judge and jury and will be deciding whether members of the human race go to heaven or hell is false. God loves every human being who ever lived, lives now, or ever will live. God's desire is for every soul to return to God. And God cannot fail in having this desire fulfilled. God is separate from nothing, and nothing is separate from God. There is nothing that God needs because God is everything there is. This is the good news. Everything else is an illusion. The human race has been living with illusions for a long time. This is not because the human race is stupid, but because the human race is very smart. Humans have understood intuitively that illusions have a purpose, and a very important one. Most humans have simply forgotten that they know this. And they have forgotten that their forgetting is itself part of what they have forgotten, and therefore part of the illusion. Now it is time for humans to remember. You are one of those who will lead the vanguard in this process. There is nothing surprising in this, given what has been going on in your life. You have come to this book to remember the illusions of humans so that you may never again be caught up in them. but achieve communion with God once more in the living of your life through the awareness of ultimate reality. It is perfect that you have done so, and it is obviously not happenstance. You have come here so that you may know experientially that God resides within you, that you may have, whenever you wish, a meeting with the Creator. The Creator may be experienced and found within you and all around you, but you must look past the illusions of humans. You must ignore them. Here are the 10 illusions. Get to know them well so that you will recognize them when you encounter them. 1. Need exists. 2. Failure exists. 3. Disunity exists. 4. Insufficiency exists. 5. Requirement exists. 6. Judgment exists. 7. Condemnation exists. 8. Conditionality exists. 9. Superiority exists. 10. Ignorance exists. The first 5 of these are the physical illusions having to do with life in your physical body. The second 5 are the metaphysical illusions having to do with non-physical realities. In this communication, each of these illusions will be explored in detail. You will see how each has been created, and you will see how each has affected your life.
Before